This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 with the Sleepy Boys. The three Sleepy Boys. We got Cal, who worked late last night doing a football game. Fred Penny, late last night at a concert, rolled in late
I was teaching last night.
He was teaching acting classes late last night.
And what concert did you go to, Fred?
Sam Smith. It was he's a pop guy. Beautiful voice. Just a falsetto. Beautiful voice, and I guarantee you've heard some of his songs, Cal. But,
sure, yeah.
But I sat there and look at our Twitter account. It shows a picture of me sitting there with my legs up.
I saw that.
And I was just like, I'm gonna sit here and just fall asleep. And his music is just really mellow, and you know, we go there and we shake hands with people. There's a lot of nice people that were there at the arena with us, and then I went home early. And that's what I did.
Well, you know, Dwight Yoakam was in Reading. So.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that was a
Dwight
good one.
Yoakam.
Yeah.
That's an old country boy.
I was going to say, I think he's past his peak in terms of concert drop.
And he was one of those.
Four or five people showed up, Cal.
No, I don't know. I just know a friend of mine went, who was going to go to the football game, went to the concert instead. So
He was one of those that actually was able to make the transition also into acting. He's been in more than a few shows where he's kind of played not lead parts, but you know, like a part of the gang or the cop that was hunting somebody down. He had that good carryover.
Police officer number four.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
Is this Dwight Yoakam? Oh, that's Sam Smith.
Yeah, this is Sam Smith.
No, Sam Smith is... Listen to his voice. This is him. This is his voice.
Wow. Song, Too Good at Goodbyes.
No, listen. Let's give him a shout-out. This is a shout-out to Sam.
Now, you saw him at...
last night at the Golden One Arena in Sacramento.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, I guess that's not him.
That put me to sleep.
Put me to sleep, yeah.
That's the idea. Some concerts wake you up.
Listen,
and then there's Barry Manilow. You go. I don't know how to feel about this.
Yeah. This is something that this picture relaxing on a nice chair with your feet up.
It's the most mellow mosh pit you'll ever see.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Even though you mean the most. Yeah, there you go, Sam. So I was doing that. I tweeted out Radio Law Talk. Say, I'm relaxed, and it gets me ready for today.
Because
you can call in at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We do have an Instagram at Radio Law Talk. I should be Instagramming. We're going to do, remember, everything we talk about today is general topics of law. When we talk about cases, don't forget they're allegations. Even, you know, if they're found guilty, it's still an allegations. They're found guilty of it. But most of the time, it's cases that are going on. And so there's allegations. There's always two sides of stories. You have to remember that. We were talking about Cohen and Manafort. We're going to follow up with Manafort this hour. We're going to talk about Asia. I don't know how to say it.
Asia Argento.
Argento, yeah. Yeah. And then we're going to maybe talk about Golden State Killer and maybe get to the latest on the duck boats. And I'll just tell you, I'll tell you on the duck boats. All they're doing is the duck boats in Missouri, the one that sunk. They are now, the U.S. Coast Guard's referring it, the duck boats case, to the feds to determine whether or not they're going to do some prosecutions of those.
As you would expect.
That's all they've referred it to it. Everyone's like, they're in trouble. No, they've just referred it to them. They haven't necessarily said that they've done anything
nothing
criminally,
been filed.
Criminally wrong.
Yeah, they're just
investigating.
Just looking into it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all that's about. So, but the important thing, Cal, is Todd and I need points, and Todd needs points worse than anything.
We've done two rounds of case or no case, and combined, only one of us has gotten
one point. And I was just going to be a great day. And I don't know where Denise is, and we don't say what everybody's doing, but if sometimes she listens while she's not around. And if she's listening, she's probably pretty happy right now. Rodriguez, he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Yeah,
he's so far behind, he doesn't care.
He has no chance
among,
of winning.
Among the rooftops.
However, he was delirious when we got to the double points case or no cases because he had a chance, you know,
yes.
to start to make a comeback. So you ready to do this?
We'll do it.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
And they take you to New York, New York, the city so nice they had to name it twice, where a woman has a child, and she gets the child in a preschool. And she says, great, I've got this child. She's a very competitive mom. She gets the child into a preschool, and the whole point behind getting the child into this preschool or the elite preschools is it's a precursor to having her child go to an Ivy League college.
No case, final answer.
Exactly.
Sorry.
So, Nicole...
They do that. It's brutal.
Yeah. Nicole Impressica says that her daughter's Ivy League dreams were smashed when her $19,000 a year school, preschool, mixed her in with the dumber kids and taught her things like colors and shapes when she was far educationally advanced to those little tweebles with whom her child was placed in the classroom, therefore ruining her daughter's chance at an Ivy League school. Now, she says the school website boasted that they have age-appropriate curriculum and a high success rate in getting children into high-caliber
I love this stuff.
High caliber Manhattan elementary schools.
Oh, high caliber high school. Elementary. My kid is a first grader and can do this. What about your kid?
Yeah, exactly.
My kid is still laying on the little tiny blanket that you do when during break time.
With a graham cracker.
With a graham cracker like I used to do. They used to tell me, lay down, Fred. I'm in fifth grade. Yeah, but lay down when you eat your graham cracker. We don't need you in here. But I'm just learning to add.
So I ask you now, Mr. Cunin.
Okay.
Does Miss Impressica sue?
Cal's laughing more than anything.
Did she sue because her child was not going to be able to go to Harvard?
I am not impressicated with this case. I will say that right now. This whole stuff about school. You know, I remember when I was a kid in school, you know, new principal.
Wait. Get the music ready for the disclaimers.
Yes.
Go ahead. I want you to say that what you just said when I was in school.
When I was in school, we had a new principal come in the fifth grade. I was in the fifth grade. I hadn't even learned my multiplication tables yet.
He didn't know where the door was at that point.
I didn't learn how to write cursive till my sophomore year in high school.
So.
Cursive, what's that? A kid's
I know. Nobody knows
that. Nobody knows that now, anyway. Right.
So, think about it. Parents could write cursive to their parents, to their spouse about their kids, and it would be in code. The kids wouldn't be able to read it.
That's right.
But I, Cal, am going to say I'm going to go with the trifecta. No case, you're making it up. I'm going to ride that horse all day long. Cal, you are making it up. This is not a case.
Okay, Mr. Penny, what do you think? Case,
you know what?
Or no case.
I have heard something. I'm going to say I thought I heard something like this happen in New York. And for some reason, this sounds familiar to something. It tells you
how. Nicole Impressica.
Impressica.
He's combined impressed with Ithaca.
I know.
He's combined impressed with Ithaca, New York, and he's come up with Impressica.
Yeah, and the answer is that such a thing would probably happen. Such a thing may have happened. But I think he sees on the news this issue of high society grammar schools, and Cal said this would be a good one to make up. And I'm with Todd. I clearly think it is absolute fake and fraud. Not that this something like this isn't going on in New York, and I know it is because I remember hearing something about this though. I remember something about this. So I'm going to say no case. I'm going to go with Todd so I can get my 1 point. And let's see what happens, Cal, and see if you try to trick us. But, man, I tell you, I'm going to go back to the days of laying on the blanket eating my graham crackers. That was the best time. And when I graduated from law school, all my grammar school teachers saying, huh?
How'd that happen?
How'd that happen? We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
.com. What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, RiverCityJerkyWorks.com. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet.
I've got to get my car washed, this dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this paddock shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
All right, we're back with case or no case. Todd, you have a question.
But look, before we get to the answer here.
Well, wait, let's let him just tell us about the case again. And
okay.
Before we get
all
to
right,
the answer.
Right.
And then Todd has a question. He thinks there's some issues here. Go ahead, Todd.
Okay, well, to reset the case, an angry Upper East Side New York mom decided to sue her child's preschool because they put her in with just a bunch of different kids of different ages instead of having age-appropriate curriculum and all of that sort of thing. It was $19,000 a year. Her name was Nicole Impressica, and she said, my girl has her Ivy League dreams destroyed because getting a child into the Ivy League starts in nursery school. And apparently there's some test called the ERB, which she has to pass to gain admittance to elementary school, and her child wasn't being properly prepped for the elementary something-something test. You know, it's like the LSAT, only for elementary school.
The LMSAT.
Exactly.
The only test I took is, son, you know how to put your pants on?
Exactly.
You know how to wipe yourself. Yeah. Yep. All right, you go off to school.
Can you zip? All right, here we go. Right.
Can you take a nap without wetting yourself? All right, we're good.
Okay, well, good. Most of the time, close enough. All right, Todd, what's your question?
So here's... Okay, now let's just say hypothetically, I still think this is not a case.
Yeah.
But let's say hypothetically this is a case, and it goes all the way to trial. How is that trial going to go? Your Honor, the plaintiff would like to call as our first witness, proposed stupid kid number four. Take the stand. All right. I'd like to direct your attention to the board here. What shape do you see on the board? I think it's a circle. Your Honor, it's a square. Could the court make a ruling?
All right. Okay, I'll be the judge.
He just identified a square as a gerbil,
okay,
Your Honor.
Okay.
Ruling, Your Honor.
I'm the judge. Okay. We'll take a... We'll take judicial notice that child number four is not bright enough or high caliber enough go to Harvard, but will slum it at the state college level or MIT. Oh, by the way, son, what is your name?
My name's Chris Rodriguez.
Oh, brother. Just think about that trial. What color do you have over here?
That's pink.
Clearly it's mauve.
Can you see the kids lined up to testify?
Yeah.
One little boy peed his pants standing.
Your Honor.
Standing there, you know. Joey, you ready to take the van?
Children don't even have bathroom skills, Your Honor.
My pants, Your Honor.
We're seeking a directed verdict based upon common idiocy. All right. I'm sorry. But with all of that, this could still be a case. But I'm sticking with no case.
I'm just picturing this New York courtroom with all these little kids lined up. A little Rodriguez there with his little Harvard. Future Harvard boy.
Yes.
There. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this case is all about me. Really, who are you? I'm kid number four.
That's right.
I can't see anymore because my eyes are so teary. Let me wipe my eyes out. So.
I can't read, Your Honor. What preschool did you go to?
Oh, you're one of those state preschools.
Well, so let's get down to the bottom of the case or no case. Did Nicole Impressica sue over her little girl, Lucia, who had her Ivy League dreams shattered? Those of you who say it was a case, may I see by a show of hands? Oh, that's nobody. Well, those of you who say it was a case...
Was not? Or?
Oh, my gosh, it was a case.
I told you, I sounded familiar. You got 0 points in 3 hours.
I got nothing today. And you got one. It was worth it.
Denise is like jumping up and down.
And that, ladies and gentlemen...
So you're telling me there's a chance.
So this case or
so,
no
so
case.
So what happened?
I settled out of court.
Settled
out of court, yeah. But she was very upset and very snippy, and her lawyer said, I just can't believe. She was gaga on this ERB.
How long ago was this case?
It was 2006 or 2007. It wasn't that long
ago. How does a four-year-old even have dreams of Ivy League? I mean, a four-year-old has dreams about a popsicle.
One thing we know.
Who knows?
Mommy has champagne wishes and caviar dreams to pay tribute to the late Robin Leach. Mommy obviously had high aspirations for the child.
I dated some women that had, you know, champagne dreams, caviar wishes. Problem is, I only had moonshine resources,
exactly.
So, you know, that wasn't going anywhere.
All I got to say is I'm flashing back to my kindergarten days when all I cared about was my little tiny. Remember you brought your little tiny, it wasn't even blanket, it was a towel. And you laid on the towel and you had graham crackers. And the teachers told you to be quiet and turn the lights down. And who knows, she was over there reading something or sleeping, you know. And I was like, a teacher, mm-hmm. Yes, little Freddie. We've been sleeping for 3 hours now. Yeah, stay down.
Be quiet. I mean, the good part. Well, now teachers can watch movies, so it's even worse.
Oh, my God. The school that I went to for kindergarten was back when a principal could still spank a child.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
they had the holes in the paddle.
And they had a paddle with the holes in it. And, I mean, here, I'm kindergarten, first grade. It was up till the second grade. It was third grade. We got a new principal. And I lived in fear of that person.
Fred just started quivering when you
said spanking. Yeah, no, what happened is I still remember it because it was like it was a paddle, like a ping pong type paddle. It had holes in it.
And in Fred's school, it was the Fred Penny Memorial.
No, it just said Fred on it. It just said Fred.
Come here, watch it.
So my mom would drop me off at school. I walked to the principal's office. She said, "You want it now or later?" Yeah. At the end of this, I just
let's
get me now.
Get it over with.
Wow. All right, there we go. I don't have to do it at the end of the day.
I don't need to sit in class today. Let's get it done.
Yeah, let's get it done early. Here comes Fred.
If the guy was ever prosecuted, Fred would be like, "I guarantee you that paddle is in the actual form of my buns." Here, go ahead. Said, "Oh, you're right. It is."
I remember he got I grew up on a country school. I mean, if you get a new one every once in a while, it's like. It's because it would break. It's like, oh, geez, Louise. And but doggone it, it was always there. And I always said, well, okay, here it is, Fred. Come on in.
Fred walks back to second grade.
You know what my dad used to say to me? Seriously, my dad would say something would happen, and he just called me over. And I love my dad, and I'm glad he disciplined me the way he did. He would call me over. He goes, "Fred, get over here." I'd say, "What?" He goes, "I'm gonna whip you." Why? He goes, "I know it was you. I didn't do anything." Nope. Whap. And my other brothers would be laughing at me.
Fred goes back to the second grade after the principal's office. And he's got this look of cred on his face. What happened? Broke another one.
You got nothing on me.
Broke another one.
We'll be right back to talk about some more law.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Just a day ago, it was Hurricane Lane. Now it's Tropical Storm Lane. FEMA Director Brock Long has this message for residents of Hawaii.
Don't let your guard down. I always grow concerned when there's a change in the classification from hurricane downgraded to a tropical storm. And Hawaii is not in the clear from Tropical Storm Lane at this point.
Flooding and landslides remain the issue in Hawaii. Brad Kaiserman says the wind and rain has forced evacuations.
There were over 1,100 people in evacuation centers across the island, with over 800 remaining in evacuation centers in the Honolulu County alone. And so while that is a decrease from the day before, which is a good sign, there's still a lot of people who are displaced.
Officials for the Department of Land and Natural Resources transferred about 2,000 rare Hawaiian snails from a mountain marsh to a downtown office in Honolulu. Some of the snails are the last of their kind. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
So let's finish up with the Manafort stuff that Todd and I were talking about. Manafort, we already talked about in detail the Cohen thing that's going on. So Paul Manafort was found guilty on Tuesday, I believe, of 8 counts of there was 18 counts he was charged with. 8 of the counts he was found guilty, and 10 there was a hung jury. The 8 counts that he was found guilty of, and again, let's back up really quick. Manafort, this is all for stuff that occurred prior to 2016, most of it around 2014, even before he got involved with, quote, Donald Trump.
Yes.
This really has, by the way, politics or not, this has nothing to do with Trump. I don't care what you guys say. You can say whatever you want out there. This is, now it may be, oh, because he hired him to do, but this is, this issue here is about stuff he had done before, and it's found guilty of 5 false income tax filing false income tax returns, 5 counts, 1 count of failing to report his foreign accounts, and 3 and 2 counts of bank fraud. There was one juror that was deadlocked, that was kind of a holdout juror. And apparently they came back and told the judge, we're struggling, we're not getting this thing done. And the judge said, go back, work harder. And so apparently what they did is they just hung on the 10 and convicted of the 8. Now, Todd, you and I have talked about this before. Is what happens, do they can still go against him with the other 10 counts and retry him on that, but the amount of years of the maximum, and I did this on Tuesday and my notes are not with me, but the amount of years just on the 8 counts, if they give him the maximum, he's what? Is he 69?
Yeah.
He's not going to live long enough just on what he's been found guilty of.
So there's two questions that come up in a prosecutor's mind. And again, this is what happened when I would have people that I supervise, they got a hung jury. I've had hung juries before. A hung jury is where it's not a unanimous verdict. And there are two considerations that you have when you determine whether or not you're going to retry the cases where the court has declared a mistrial because the jury could not reach a verdict. And one is, it's the bang for your buck analysis, which is, if we retry on these counts, given that we already have eight counts, are we really going to get a lot more time? Is it worth the expense to the taxpayer and to the people that have to come in and sit through jury selection to get this, given that he's 69 years old, we can already get him for 30 years on this. By the way, he's got another case in D.C.
next month
that if they find him guilty there, that's going to be added on top of this. Is it really worth it? That's one. The second thing that they look at is, what was the nature of the jury split? Now, when a court declares a mistrial, what will commonly happen is the court will say to the foreperson of the jury, without telling me which way the split went, can you tell me what the split was? I just want to know the number. I don't want to know. So if it's 5-7, I want to hear 5-7, but I don't want to hear how much of the 5 was for guilt and how much was for innocent. Okay?
Right, right.
What was the split? And so in this case, the split on the 10 counts, they would have come back and said it was 11-1. Okay?
Generally, there's one juror that, there's two of them that weren't quite swayed, then one went over to the to the side of
Ultimately, at the end, it's 11-1. And I think a prosecutor, given that they got a conviction on 8 without knowing what the split was, whether it was 11 for guilt or innocence or not guilty, could hypothesize, okay, it was probably 11-1. There was one holdout juror, the voting not guilty, but everybody else wanted to vote guilty. And the reason they do that, make that analysis, is, boy, if we were all wet on this, if it was 11-1 for not guilty, we wouldn't want to retry it because we felt like we impaneled a typical jury, and odds are another jury would do the same thing.
Bill Cosby, how many times he hung jury? At least once.
That's right.
And then they kept pursuing it, and in a way that scares me a little bit. This is not the issue. It's like the government has all the funds and money in the world to keep pursuing someone without stopping.
That's right.
And the difference is, a lot of people, I guess we do have a public defender's office, but a lot of people just, they run out of money. They can't fund the government anymore. I know there's one guy that there's some allegations of in Utah that he's, I think it was eighth year,
mm-hmm.
That the government is still pursuing a case against him for real estate fraud or something. I don't know all the details, but it's nonstop. They can find him not guilty, and then they try him on something else, and government can go forever.
When you think about in the personal injury standpoint,
right?
Let's say you were a defendant's attorney or a plaintiff's attorney, right? And somebody wants to go on and take on Big Tobacco. You have to look at that and go, oh my gosh, think of the resources of Big Tobacco, and you had better be in for a fight. There's a movie called The Civil Action that was about that, and basically the attorneys almost all lost everything. They lost their homes because they tried to bankroll this, right? Well, the same thing is true, the same consideration is true in a criminal sense, because you're a defendant taking on the plaintiff, and the plaintiff is the 800-pound gorilla in that it is the government.
Right.
Okay? And so when they look at this, I think that if there were no other cases, I think a prosecutor would look at this and maybe say, you know what, we've got him for what we've got him on, even though we could probably retry this one and get guilty verdicts.
Why?
What are we really going to get out of this? Is it worth it? We're already facing an image problem from this prosecution anyway. We've got what we want, and clearly, if the whole idea was to maybe try to leverage something against Manafort, now that we have him found guilty and we still have sentencing yet to go,
right?
They could be approaching him. But, I wanted to talk about one thing about this holdout juror.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
And this is something that kind of gave me faith in the judicial system to begin with, or when I heard it. And that is, this holdout juror went on the news and was very upfront with the fact that she was an avid Donald Trump supporter for the 2016 campaign. She supports him in 2020. She wore her Make America Great hat in the car on the way to court every day, and then would take it off and put it in the back seat, not walk into court with it on. And she even said, "I hoped that Manafort was innocent of all the charges. When I sat on that jury, I hoped that he was innocent." And this person, who by all accounts, looking at that, probably had every preconceived bias in the world to find him guilty, put all of those personal put all of those personal biases aside, listened to the fact, and applied the law. And, you know, as much as I like you, dude, I got to find you guilty of these eight.
Right.
And
don't forget, this has nothing
to do with
Trump. But guess what? This has nothing to do with Trump. This has to do with tax evasion.
That's such
tax fraud. It's bank fraud of the 2014,
that's
2015.
Right.
Has nothing to do with Trump.
Exactly the point. And how many people wandering around D.C. or wherever right now doing the very same things, but because they're not associated with the guy that they don't want to be president, none of it's coming up.
That's right. That's right.
Cal, how do you really feel about it?
Well, I believe that's true, and I think it's obvious, and I believe that that's why many people across the country feel that way.
I think, though, Cal, this happens too, to Clinton and to Obama and to Bush. Everybody's in, and it's funny, with these radio stations that I'm on, they try to get me to talk politics, get really political, and I don't. And I always say this. I love to say it. And I always say, you know what that teaches you? Oh, yeah, they're hoping I'm going to say something political. Don't run for office and don't be a politician.
Yeah,
which is a problem in our society. We're not getting qualified candidates for boards of supervisors, for city council races. Why would you run? And yet we need citizen leaders
Good
to
citizen.
Step up and do
Cal,
it.
Think about it, Cal. Would you really want to run for a public office?
I've been approached several times.
So
and no good friend of mine who used to be a TV guy then went to the assembly and said, "Why aren't you running?" And I said, "Because I don't want people snooping into my background and finding something from 1984 that I don't even remember."
Yeah, you in the drive-through marijuana place.
One
up in
time,
Chester.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All the Cal things that he's got hidden.
I heard a story the other
day. Kitty cat stories on you.
I heard a story the other day. It was about a guy, a former IndyCar driver, okay, and he was from Ireland. And he didn't understand the improprieties using certain racially charged words when he first came over. 30 years ago, he came over and made one statement that included a racially insensitive word. And once he heard that it was racially insensitive, he said, "Oh, my gosh, I had no idea. I'll never say it again." 30 years later, he's a commentator since retired, and a network finds out about this. He's out of a job because of something he said 30 years ago that he apologized for profusely, the context of which he did not even understand at the time he said it. That's why I wouldn't run for office. Not that I have those racially charged things, but who knows what people could dig up from my past. I don't want to have my onion peeled that way.
We just live in a gotcha world. That's
the
problem.
You know what?
That's
the best part about it, become a lawyer, because the gotcha world makes money for lawyers. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about Asia Argento. What is it? Argento?
Argento.
We're going to talk about her and the whoopsie. Be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours.
If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate you. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
F, who took his life a couple of months ago, and Argento was one of the first celebrities to say to McGowan, hey, me too. This the same thing happened to me, and that's what really spawned this movement going. And so she came out and said, you know, I suffered also sexual assault at the hands of Harvey Weinstein, and she got support from Bourdain, her boyfriend, to come out and to come up with and to say these things and to come forward with her claims, but there's been a hitch in the giddy-up for Miss Argento.
Whoopsie.
Yes, a whoopsie.
And by the way, this is not, I didn't want to say this right now. This is not a political issue against Me Too.
That's right.
This is just, these are just, everybody's now getting arrows thrown at them. So if you're even people throwing the arrows, you know, whether true, false, allegations, true, this is what's going on.
So apparently in April of this year, Miss Argento entered into a settlement agreement with an individual who is an adult now, but an individual who had claimed that at the age of 17, when he was 17 and Miss Argento was 34, that they had relations that would have been deemed illegal in the state of California based upon the fact that he was under the age of 18. And
this is alleged.
This is alleged, and the settlement agreement was for about $380,000, which, incidentally enough, was paid by Anthony Bourdain and paid by him shortly before his suicide.
And by the way, we're going to say this right now, just like we said about Trump, just because you settled a case does not, and had a release, have them sign a general release, does not necessarily mean it's true.
That's correct.
And I just, because a lot of times, like, okay, I don't want it done. I don't want this in the media. I don't want it. Look, just make the payment.
Now, she, Miss Argento, has been very vocal in the media while acknowledging the settlement, claiming that she never engaged in any illicit activity with this individual. Now, certain news outlets, to the extent you can call TMZ a news outlet.
Well, Fox talks about it, too.
But they have published alleged text messages between Miss Argento and one of her friends where she does confirm that she engaged in the activity, but says that the individual who made the claim up until, you know, that individual had been sending her lewd photos of himself, expressing his undying love for her. When she met him in the hotel room, he came on to her, and she was not aware that he was underage until after the encounter, at the time she got what she termed the shakedown letter saying, by the way, you did this with me, I was 17 years old and I want money. So that's her claim.
Yeah, they're also claiming they've got a photograph of her dated May 9th, 2013, showing her and the 17-year-old in bed together.
I have seen the cropped version of the photograph,
right,
because the uncropped does show
her breasts.
Her breasts.
Okay.
So the cropped version that's been going around, and this photo was allegedly taken within minutes of completion of the act.
And she says, in the text, allegedly, again, the text accompanying this, she's alleged to have said, so you can see my chest.
Yes.
Big deal.
So, yeah. So the question...
But, again,
so why
I'm jumping on her side.
But why are we bringing this up?
Yeah,
so the question that I have here is, if we're not... Obviously, we're not using this to attack the Me Too movement or anything like that, but why bring this up? And I was the one that saw this and thought it would be interesting, because the question that comes to mind is, let's assume, for the sake of arguments, that everything alleged by this 17-year-old was true. Just assume for a second. I'm not saying it is. These are allegations. But let's assume that it's true. What effect would this have on her ability to testify in any trial or hearing where she was called as either the victim in a case with Weinstein, or as a witness to say, look, the same thing happened to me? What effect would this incident have on that? Because
right,
a lot of people are looking at it. I mean, right now.
And could she testify of such?
Yeah. Right now, the press is saying, oh, she's a hypocrite. She did the exact same thing she's accused of being a victim of. But the question I have is, from an evidentiary standpoint, would a jury, outside the court of public opinion, would a jury in court ever hear evidence of this? And I have to... I don't think they would. I don't think they would.
Tell them why a jury would never hear about this.
First of all, in the state of California, at the time of the alleged incident, she was 34 and the alleged victim was 17 years old. That is a misdemeanor. Okay? There's more of a 10-year age difference. If the victim had been 15 years old, it's a different version of the law. There's a greater than 10-year age difference. It could be a felony, but this one is a misdemeanor. Okay? So on misdemeanor cases, Can you bring up a misdemeanor case to try to impeach somebody? Well, only if the misdemeanor case is a crime of moral turpitude. And the question they need to ask themselves, like, theft is a crime of moral turpitude because you're stealing and it affects your ability to tell the truth and to do things.
Or fraud, like a check, fraudulent check writing.
Fraud. You know, you are not an honest person.
How is sex with a minor and trying to hide it not moral turpitude?
I believe it is not. I think it's not under the judicial rule.
Especially, I'll give you this example, okay? Let's say it is a 19-year-old or an 18-year-old who's technically an adult, engaging in relations with somebody who is 17. The crime that Ms. Argento is allegedly accused of is the exact same code section as an 18-year-old with a 17-year-old, and I don't think anybody would say that it's a crime of moral turpitude for an 18-year-old to engage in relations with a 17-year-old. If the two of them were engaging in those relations, if they were both 17,
yeah,
he just turned 18.
Yeah, willingly.
So I don't think that the crime in and of itself inherently carries with it the moral turpitude determination like a theft crime would. The second element that
that's,
we have to...
That's an ironic thing.
Interesting. Yeah,
the second element here is this. She was never convicted of this. Okay? So it's not like when it comes to admissibility in court, they can usually... A document saying that she pled guilty or was found guilty of something can usually be used as evidence of the truth of what actually happened. She was never convicted of this. So the only way this gets before the jury is if they did a mini-trial proving up the elements of this incident with the 17-year-old, and I just don't see a judge sitting there saying, I'm not going to take time away from the trial on the issues to hold a mini-misdemeanor trial so that you can say this person, who is a witness in this case,
has been impugned.
I'm not going to allow that. I think that they have a big difficulty bringing that in an actual court.
In like the Harvey Weinstein case.
In the Harvey Weinstein case, but in the court of public opinion.
Oh, she's doomed.
Oh, doomed. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that's interesting how you automatically think, oh, this is going to help Harvey Weinstein. Probably not.
Probably not.
And you know, I mean, first of all, there's a lot of people coming out, you know, against Harvey Weinstein, which we don't have the time. There's two more allegations coming. Harvey Weinstein's facing new allegations of sex trafficking, and we can get into that issue later, but
yep,
we're not going to have the time. But there's now two more people. A German actress is coming forward and filing a lawsuit that this Cannes Film Festival. Cannes Film Festival. I don't say it right. It's C-A-N-E-S, right?
Yes.
Cannes. Anyway,
well,
we could talk about that some other time. But we had a good time today with Todd and I and Cal, the three of us all alone without Denise, and we were able to make fun of Chris Rodriguez. Thank you for joining us. If you don't have your local station carrying us, tell them to carry us. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. See you next week.
Goodbye, everybody.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.